Hello and welcome to episode 14 of the Wackness Podcast. I am your host, and welcome. And we begin the ascension into higher thinking. I am here to educate you. You know nothing and I know it all. So give me your money and I'll tell you what I think, and I will give you a certificate, a diploma. Give me your money, and I will educate you. Education does not mean intelligence. I hate people that say that. Look, going to school doesn't change your DNA, man. If it does, it's like maybe a little bit. I may be wrong on that, but I look. Going to school doesn't change your DNA, doesn't like make you more intelligent. It doesn't. It's called indoctrination, okay? And I know that I keep talking about this over and over and over again, but I can't help myself. It's so widespread and it's so prevalent that I have to bring it up because I think about it so much. Here's my coffee. I've gotten so used to coming on here and just yapping. Just flapping my gums. That's all I do. Just come up here and flap my gums. And you know what? I like it. It's been kind of therapeutic doing this by myself. And I can just go and just talk about whatever I want to and talk and say it however I want to. And that to me is called F-R-E-E-D-O-M, freedom. One thing that's been on my mind, these crazy ideas that New Agers say, this idea that low frequency, like they talk about frequencies, which I understand what they mean by that, but they're taking something like an old concept, like an old idea, and they're like spreading, I don't think on purpose, but they're like exchanging like these wrong concepts about frequencies. Like human beings do, in my opinion, do radiate a certain frequency. Like if you look at, because I make music, I open up an EQ and there's a spectrum analyzer. And it basically shows from about 10 hertz or 20 hertz up to about, I think it's like 25,000 or something like that hertz. And it shows you what frequencies are being shown in the song or the sound that you're using. So we human beings do have a spectrum of frequencies that we're radiating in some way, right? Because the body is an electrical organism. We all, like, our muscles move and twitch and our brain creates thoughts and ideas and communicates, and different brains and different parts of your brain communicate with one another through electricity. Okay, so we are full of electricity that is moving through our body very fast through fluids. And so that's why it's important to drink your water, be hydrated, so you can operate. So my point is this: they talk about how they demonize low frequencies a lot. Like they talk about like, oh well, you need to, like, if you're like the evil people, like all the evil in the world is caused by low frequencies. And like these foods are caused by are they cause low frequencies. And I'm like, dude, that's part of the spectrum. Like they only operate on like high frequency stuff. And that's only part of what you should be doing. When you do that, you become ungrounded. The low frequencies are good. It's called being grounded. Most of these New Agers are not grounded people at all. That's why they come up with these crazy ideas, why they behave in such a weird and quirky way, why they dress like shamans. They don't wear, you know, makeup, which they don't have to, but it's just how they behave and how they look and treat themselves and treat the world, and like the ideas and politics that they have. They're not living in reality because they're too high frequency. They're not balanced. Like they talk about being, balanced a lot all the time. You need to be balanced. Like everything isn't balanced. Everything is trying to achieve homeostasis because we live in a dualistic universe. You have black and white and shades of gray with everything. And so I don't understand why they lift up the high frequencies and demonize the low frequencies. When you do that, you are on a fast track to becoming a ungrounded, unhinged individual that's not living in reality. The evil, the bad frequencies are in dissonance. Okay. That's what they're missing. That's the concept that they're not getting. It's that it's not low frequencies. It's the dissonant low frequencies and it's the dissonant high frequencies. What a lot of like ungrounded, typically hippies that have weird, like just beliefs that aren't grounded in reality. They're typically idealists that live in fantasy lands and they want to manipulate reality in order to suit their fantasy land. Some sort of like self-absorbed narcissistic, because a lot of these new agers are really narcissistic. And like they will deny it to the end of the earth, but that's why they're narcissistic. It's because they are so self-righteous and they are so sold on their own thoughts and beliefs that there's nothing that you can say to them for them to be in the wrong. And that's why they act all like they're all floaty and a spiritual guru. Listen, child, I love you. I love you. Oh, you have to eat leaves because meat is a low frequency food. Yeah, meat is a low frequency food. That's why you should eat it. Eat animal fat and meat because that grounds you. It's sustainable. Like as far as like sustain, like you can't overeat on fat. You can't. It's really, really hard. Like when you eat a steak, like you're not just full, but like you're satisfied in a way that eating yeast and kale doesn't satisfy you. Okay. It doesn't do that. And plus there's plenty of people that only eat meat and are completely healthy. Okay. This whole idea of like, oh, if you want to become spiritual and closer to the Godhead and become one with the universe, you need to eat nothing but leaves and eat like a rabbit. No, you don't. That you are going to become like malnourished if you do that. Do not do that. Anybody that is like a vegan, that's not completely malnourished and not falling apart with paper thin skin and just losing all of the life force inside of them, they are, anyone that's vegan. Oh, if they're not like that, they are either cheating, they are eating meat behind the scenes, or they are spending a lot of money on supplements, which they might as well just get by eating meat. They're typically dropping a lot of money and they're eating a lot of food. So this whole idea of like veganism being like this, like just another stop on the spiritual path is just ridiculous. And it's absolutely ridiculous. And yes, I do think that certain foods, maybe, or maybe not, but there's this idea that like certain foods, they amplify certain higher frequencies that you give off, or like it makes it easier for you to, you know, tap into higher frequencies. And I kind of get that. I do feel this might sound kind of weird, and I know that broccoli is a human, and invention, that we modified it to make it our own, and that it's not like a real natural plant. Just one second. But whenever I eat broccoli, it does kind of make me feel a little different, especially if it's raw. For some reason, like eating broccoli just like makes me like it, like I can talk better and I can like think better. And it's just, you know, it does work on that certain, in that way. But I don't think that you need it. I don't think that you need it, because you can't just have high frequencies. And I'm talking about the good high frequencies, but you can just have the low frequencies, because, and then like you build off of that, and then you create your own, like people think that they can just eat a certain way and just force themselves and cheat their way to a higher level of thinking, like a higher consciousness. And it doesn't work like that. Like you need to create it for yourself. Like how I, like what I talked about yesterday with, being able to create your own realities, right? You create what you give off organically just by your thoughts and by your behaviors and how you see the world, your perspective. Using these methods of like eating certain foods to cheat your way to enlightenment is just like, that's so, that goes against everything. That goes against everything, man. In fact, I think that how they operate, how they see the world, lifting up high frequencies and demonizing the low frequencies, it's actually reversed. Like it's inverted of what it should be. You need to build a, like this may be, I think that this is a pretty good example. You can't build a skyscraper without a solid foundation. You can't, like, you can have a foundation and that's it. And that's good. You have a good foundation. But you can't build the rest of the skyscraper with no foundation. It's impossible. You need to have a solid foundation and things will build on top of that. But you can't cheat your way and rush to the very tippy top. Like, you're, that's impatience. And that's a perversion of the natural order. You can't do that. And so a lot of these new agers are really just normal, just regular people that have been lied to, and they're trying to cheat their way to higher levels of consciousness and perspectives on the world by changing their diet, changing the, like using stones and rocks, and dressing like no one else in their town dresses, and talking like this and becoming floaty, and just maybe if I act the part, I will become more enlightened. I will become more enlightened through my actions, through just by pretending, because I'm an actor. Yeah, that's an actor. That's not someone who's a genuine trying to improve themselves. But I see, like what I'm talking about, I never hear people really bring this up. I think it's because most people just ignore those people. Like this is like, I just realized this, but people that are more, people that are probably more balanced and spiritually healthy are probably just normal people. Just your average person that's just living their life and they eat just a regular diet. And it's not these spiritual guru, like it's not these these popular, like these new agers. Like what they're looking for is like if they're so on the spiritual path, then why do they behave and act so floaty and ungrounded and crazy? Most of them act crazy, and when you challenge them, they don't know what to do because they think that aggression is like a bad thing. And that's another misconception. I want to get off of the trashing of the new agers, just because I read that back in the day, in the medieval ages, they were called enthusiasts. So, you know, maybe this isn't a new a new problem. Aggression, you know, I do think that masculinity is not necessarily under attack, but it's misunderstood. where aggression is the most, is a powerful thing. It's a good thing. What's bad is unchanneled aggression. You need to, everything in this earth wasn't created with aggression, but it was manipulated with, but hold on a second. Because the earth itself, rocks, matter, molecules, space, vapor, gas, it is all of a feminine nature, right? Mother Earth, Gaia or Gaia. So because of that, it's the masculine energy that's the head of forming everything into its proper shape and space, right? So you take an apple, the actual molecules, the actual matter of itself, and the perception of that matter with their consciousness is a feminine nature. But the rules and the intelligence behind forming that apple and the perception of it, that's the masculine nature. Okay. So the masculine nature is the, it channels, it's the channeler, right? You bought like it creates a bottleneck of, it uses rules of physics and it uses those to bottleneck the feminine matter and molecules that make up our universe into shapes and, you know, things, nouns, deer and plants and rocks. And so this idea that aggression, and it uses that with an aggression because you have to force it, right? When a star explodes, that is aggressive. It takes a lot of force for a star to explode. And it takes a lot of force to form a star too. And so that, so that's back to the dualism thing where creation and destructive, right? You know, God and Satan, that is the dualism of the masculine energy is destruction and creation. So, because destruction is necessary. People like to, just like they like to demonize low frequencies, you shouldn't demonize destructive behaviors because that's a good thing, because human beings are just so inherently imperfect that about 90% of what we do is trash and it should be destroyed. And that doesn't mean depopulate the earth and all this, you know, all this craziness. That just means, like, when I write a song, 90% of what I do is trash. Most of it, unless I just hit a good streak and I'm in the zone. Most of it needs to be destroyed, and I do that. So the aggression that people demonize, what it actually is unchanneled aggression. It's energy that hasn't been, bottlenecked into a higher purpose. Criminals, people that steal, murder, kill, rape, whatever it is, what they're doing isn't, it's definitely bad. It's horrible. They shouldn't be doing that. But what they're doing isn't them. They really are a victim of circumstance, which doesn't alleviate them from, you know, punishment or anything like that. But the criminals, the violent criminals, not the pot smokers and the drug dealers, those are different. They have unchanneled aggression. They're very strong people, actually. And I'm not trying to say that murderers and rapists are strong people. They're typically weak. They're very weak people, but they're strong in that they have so much energy and aggression that's not channeled. That's why, you know, boys fight and misbehave and things like that. And that's why women will manipulate and lie about whatever it takes, and they will sacrifice their principles to become in better standing with, to have better, better social standing. Right. So it's not a gender thing. It's just, you know, men are typically more in your face and violent about their unchanneled aggression. So I don't think it's right to completely demonize aggressive behavior. Just one second. To demonize aggression in all of it, because aggression is literally what makes everything around us. The buildings, the bridges, cars, things that make your life better, right? And and ideas, you know, books and podcasts, you know, it's like I'm channeling, this is what I'm doing right now. I'm channeling my aggression and my mind, my ideas into creating a 30-minute product. And so instead of me wasting my energy that I'm using right now on a bunch of stupid bullshit, I am doing it to provide some sort of value for the world. And with the criminals, it's almost like our justice system is like, it's almost like it's based on revenge almost. And I'm not saying that they shouldn't be punished. I'm saying that if you want to think about things long term, we need to create paths for the criminals before they commit crimes, because all war is an economic war, right? So the gang activity, the criminality is over lack of resources. That's why every war was started is over resources. And oh well, what about the religious thing? No, it's about resources. Religious ideas are only the medium, like Islamic extremism and other extremisms. Those are just the medium, the tool that they're being used as pawns, as tools to fight in a war that's really about resources, right? It's never what you see. It's never the facade. It's always the background characters, the puppeteers that are pulling the strings. It's about either the creation of resources or the or moving resources around. That's what war is. And there's other factors involved, but that's pretty much it. The allocation of resources, the greed, right? So what I'm saying is that if you're angry or aggressive, you've been given a gift. This is good. This is a good thing. And it's up to you to either spoil it, which if you want to, you know, if you want to waste it, then go ahead and waste it. You know, there won't be anyone to blame but yourself, and you'll have to pay for it, you know, and that you won't get away with anything in this world, because there is a cosmic justice system with rules, and you can't get away with serving yourself. You can't. Somehow along the way, I don't know how it works, but maybe I'm thinking that it's some sort of like electromagnetic field that whenever there's like, you know, bad dissonant frequencies that you put out there, just with your brain, just the radiation from your brain, it has to like create some sort of dissonance in your immediate area that causes things, you know, bad things to just happen to you. You know, that may be, you know, part of it, but there's so many things that like that are just inverted. Like with every lie out there, a lie is only the truth just turned upside down, because people like liars, they don't make anything. Like they don't actually make things. They take what's already been made and they distort it. And so in a way, what they're doing isn't successful in the long run, because you can find out what the truth is, because you can just look at the lies and you can pick at it and see the truth. Like, you know, every there's a kernel of truth in every lie, in every lie. And so, yeah, that is kind of how things are, how lies and deception and like inversions are simply the truth in nature, things that occur in the natural order. They're just distorted. And that evil and destructive and the darkness doesn't create. It only takes what's already been created and distorts it. I'm talking circles here. I'm sorry. But I'm going to drink my coffee. I do these in the morning and I make a pot of coffee. I'll drink a few cups, maybe I think like three. And then on my last cup, I pour it and then I come in here and then I record this while drinking my last cup of coffee. I love coffee so much. I love it. And it is my last addiction. My last chemical, physical addiction is coffee. And thing is, with every addiction, I replace it with something else. I don't know what I'm going to replace coffee with when I inevitably quit, because it has to go sometime. Because I mean, I've already been on the track with quitting. With quitting everything else, and so it's only a matter of time until I hang it up. But I love it. Thing is, like when I smoked cigarettes, like I liked the anticipation of it. Like I enjoy like going outside and like having a little break, you know, be outside and like, you know, light it up. And it wasn't like the actual feeling itself. What the addiction to cigarettes actually is or are, it is or are, is you take away a discomfort, but it doesn't make you feel good. Like smoking, like never makes you feel good. You feel anxious and uncomfortable and bad because you don't have one. And then when you smoke, it only takes away the discomfort. It doesn't actually like give you good feelings. It's more of a feeling of relief that you get, but it doesn't make you like feel good like another drug is, which of course, you know, which I think that's good solid proof that you can't get away with anything. That there's a cosmic justice system, because whenever you do a drug, there's always a cost involved. There's no biological free ride. You can never just, you know, do something and just get away with it. It's always going to bite you back. And so you're better off just not even. I mean, I'm sure that I'm paying a price for this coffee in some way. Like why am I medicating myself with caffeine, right? Like if I'm a healthy person with some sort of purpose, then I should have all the energy in the world. And I do, even when I don't drink coffee. So why do I drink it? Right? Like maybe the cost that I'm paying is that I'm using up all of my energy in the morning and not, and like paying a price later that night. That might be, you know, a thing, but I am out of time, 29 minutes. This website that I'm using, Anchor, won't let me record for more than 30 minutes. So, this is how long I do it. It's good to like set like a, what is it? Like a, not like a deadline, but limits. Good to set limits on your shelf. So 30 minutes is up. Thank you so much.